Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Where he's at in his recovery?
Well, you know, it was great to see him at the Wizards game yesterday. He brought them some good luck and they got a win. He is moving around and well on his way to a recovery.
Is that for 2019 or is the pup list?
Well, let me say this. I appreciate the love and the care that all of our fans have reached out to him. NFL players around the league with this injury, and it's a tough thing for him and his family. But all the love and care has helped him quite a bit, and we'll see where it goes. We're optimistic. If anyone can come back, it's Alex. I'm sure he wanted to shoot hoops at the game yesterday, but we'll see.
Do you need to prioritize getting a quarterback either in free agency or draft?
Well, you know, this is the last college football game, so it's exciting to get to see these guys play football the last time. We prioritize every position on the team, and we'll see what we get in free agency and the draft.
In your planning for the 2019 roster, does that plan involve Alex being a contributing member?
Well, we don't have to make that decision right now. We have some time till free agency and obviously some time till the draft. I think Doug and his group will rank all the players and we'll try and build a winning team for 2019.
The way Alex has more surgeries ahead, it would seem with an external fixator, they got to go back in and maybe put a rod in and get a...
I'm not going to get into that, and I'm not a doctor. That's one thing I will declare right here. Never went to medical school. But he's going to follow the doctor's advice and his wife's advice, and we'll see what happens. You'll see him around.
The way Alex sort of be unable to go, how confident you guys can hold and the quarterbacks or whoever else would like to be able to bring in?
Well, obviously, we like Colt a lot, and that's why we signed him to the extension last year. Unfortunate for him. Once again, you have to appreciate these injuries from a player's perspective. Their dream is to get out in the field. Alex felt bad for Colt's unfortunate injury, and Colt's going to be ready to go at the beginning of the offseason program, and I'm sure he's looking forward to competing for the starting job.
The way the season ended was obviously disappointing. What message do you have to the fans who are hopeful of a return to the playoffs?
Well, you know, our season was a bit of a roller coaster. We had great hopes early in the year. Halfway through the season, we were in good shape, and then we didn't finish strong. I'm not going to use injuries as an excuse because we had opportunities to win some games at the end that we didn't. And it's that determination that we need and that desire we need in order to get into the playoffs this year. We will have some new players and obviously some new coaches will be on the staff, and we're looking forward to the season.
Is there any news on coaching changes, staff changes? I know some guys have left. Any new announcements?
Coach Gruden right now is still interviewing some coaches back at Redskin Park, and we should have a full staff probably within a couple weeks.
Are you aware of any departures currently that you can tell us? I mean, Torian Gray left from Florida. Coach Avenatti left. Anybody else that you know or spots you have to fill?
Well, that'll be up to Jay. He's doing a very good job of talking to people, getting some new ideas. It could be anything from a practice schedule to a new defensive coverage to a new play action pass. And that's why the more people he talks to, the more ideas he gets. When he blends it all together, we'll have a final announcement.
It would have been important that you guys have brought in a couple of high-profile guys who wound up taking defensive coordinator jobs elsewhere. What were the conversations like with Coach McGuskey, assuming that he is going to stay and saying, hey, these are people that we're bringing in, but I guess his job is still his job?
Yeah, Coach McGuskey was in several of those interviews that you're talking about, and it, once again, we're trying to find the winning combination for 2019, and there's a lot of good ideas out there, a lot of good football coaches out there. And the more you talk to others, the more you can learn, and that's what we're using this next month for.
What was the decision to bring Jay back?
What went into the decision?
To bring Jay back.
Oh, for Jay to be the head coach?
Yes.
We looked at the program. We felt the direction of the team was good. We didn't get over that hurdle this year. We're giving him the opportunity to build a staff and hopefully have a healthy team for the 2019 season.
There was a sharp decline in attendance last year. We all saw what the finale looked like, you know, maybe 75% Eagles fans. How concerning is that as president of this team?
Well, our fans are passionate, and I think when we had went to the deep into our depth chart, I'll say it that way, they didn't want to be there for an Eagle victory maybe at the end, but we've hired some new people for our business staff. They've engaged our fans. They've engaged our sponsors with a great enthusiasm. And I think you're going to see a big change in 2019.
What was it about the previous business staff that they were not doing correctly or that was not properly engaging with the fans?
I'm not going to get into that in the personnel things in the front office and all of that. But I believe the people we've hired are bringing an enthusiasm for our market that our fans are really going to appreciate.
Bruce, who wins and losses are really what the accountability factor is to this franchise. What do you say for fans and supporters who asked about that accountability-wise via you specifically in your job?
Well, we were 7-9. It wasn't the players 7-9. It wasn't the coaches 7-9. It was everybody was 7-9. Doug and his staff, we have to find some better players. We have to find some healthy, better players to come in, and the coaches have to put them in the right position to win. We're in the middle of the pack, and we've been in the middle of the pack the last three seasons, and it means you're close. It means you're close to being better, and we have to find the right ingredients and the right chemistry to do that.
Do you believe that this team is close?
Well, yeah, we're two games out of a playoff. No matter how you want to look at the season, we were two games out of it. And the year before, we were one game out of it. And the year before, we were one game out of it. So we have to find the right ingredients to get over that hump. And I think with the talent that we're seeing here today and what's going to be available in free agent and getting our players back healthy, it bodes well for us.
Just to circle back, Greg McGuskey was in on the meeting with Bowles and Greg Williams. And
he's
Wilkes.
Been in a lot of the interviews, yes.
How does he?
We never interviewed Wilkes.
You did not interview Wilkes.
No, I didn't know you guys said.
So, but like when in the Todd Bowles interview, what is that conversation like with Greg talking to another guy that's currently a defensive coordinator, head coach?
Well, I'm gonna leave that profession to itself. Those are private meetings and. Once again, there's more conversations going on with coaches around the league than probably has been reported. There's going to be conversations with coaches here tonight, and they might go back and see Jay, and Jay might come down here tonight. So he will talk to probably another 20 to 30 coaches around the league.
Where do things stand with Reuben Foster right now?
Clearly, he cleared from Florida. The league is still finishing their investigation of it. We finished our investigation with it. He's working hard. He's healthy and doing the things that we have mandated that he do in order to ever wear the burgundy and gold.
You still expected a suspension of some sort from the league? And where do you see him fitting in X's and O's on your defense?
Well, I think he'll fit in very well into our defense as a player. I don't know why we would expect a suspension, but we'll let the league finish it.
How did you evaluate the risk-reward when you decided to claim him?
We discussed it. You know, we went back to the reports we had a year ago from him coming out of college. Think we had a good sense of who the person was, and did our own quick investigation of some of the facts that we had heard. And, you know, we're fortunate that the outcome was what somewhat anticipated.
Why were you confident that that outcome was going to be that you were going to have a player that you could actually eventually put on the field?
Well, I'll just say we did our homework on what we had to do on the player himself. And we know a lot of people who know him. And we'll see. He still has a ways to go in order to get on the football field. But right now he's doing everything correct.
In that statement, you indicated that you had talked to some of his Alabama teammates who were on the Redskins now, and many of them told us they had not spoken with you. Can you clarify that?
Yeah, we do talk to our players quite a bit. We don't want our players discussing what we discuss with them. We've talked to them about players in this upcoming draft, and they won't discuss it. We talk to people at Alabama. We talked to a number of people.
What was your investigation into Ruben's incidents, and what did you mandate that he do? You mentioned that you...
Not going to get into what we investigated, but we felt comfortable that we knew the player. And I should say we knew the person involved. And Ruben has demonstrated since he's been with us that he wants to play football. He wants to do things the right way. He wants to be a valuable member not only of the Redskins on the field, but off the field as well. And we'll see what happens with that.
You guys, can you...
that you all laid down for Ruben Foster in order to be a member of the team, to play for the team?
Well, we hold our players to a very high standard with the Redskins, and we ask for a commitment that goes beyond the 60 minutes of a football game, and Ruben understands what he has to do, and he's been doing it every day.
You said a couple of years ago that you viewed the new stadium as a 10-year process. You're well inside that time frame now. Do you have any updates to report on that?
Well, we've been having great dialogue, once again, with all the leaders, the governors and the mayor. And we haven't come to a final conclusion yet. But we want what's best for our fans. This stadium isn't going to be just for a few years. This is a lifetime commitment for the Redskins. It's going to be where the Redskins will play for 50 years. And our goal is to build the best sports stadium in the world. And we believe that's going to happen.
You guys released drawings a few years ago with the boat. Is that still what you anticipate the stadium looking like?
No, that changed a few years ago. As soon as it appeared at 60 minutes, it changed.
Is it realistic to think that a stadium could get done by the time the lease is up at FedEx?
Yeah, that's feasible, yes.
Bruce, Scott, it's been a few years since the departure of Scott McLuhan. Is that general manager role something that will get filled, or do you like the current power structure with Kyle and Eric and Doug and everybody in charge on the personnel side?
We got a lot of confidence in Doug and his entire department. And yeah, Alex running the pro department and Kyle running the college department. Doug doesn't want to negotiate contracts. That's not his forte. He's a great leader of men, and he's got a super eye for talent. So we feel comfortable with our department right now.
Can we talk about a few of the actual players then approaching free agency? Preston Smith, Crowder, Adrian Peterson. Have you guys started conversations with any of those guys?
Eric has started some conversations. Usually those, as you know, heat up closer to the combine. And in that period, maybe when other teams start to tamper, I said. he started some dialogue, but it's early in it.
When it comes to something like the trade that you guys made for Alex, who are the people that are involved in that kind of decision?
You know, the Alex trade was one of those no-brainers. We first met with the coaching staff, the offensive coaching staff. and I believe Greg Minuski was in the meeting and talked about the different options. Last year, there was a lot of free agent quarterbacks who were going to be available. We talked about our current situation, and it was unanimous that they wanted Alex Smith. We met with the personnel department in the same way, and it was unanimous we wanted Alex Smith, but there was a problem. You had to trade for Alex. He wasn't going to be a free agent, and we felt very fortunate that we were able to work out a trade for Alex.
First, going back to the stadium, what's your level of optimism of being able to get into the RFK site?
Well, that's really the city and the federal government working on a lease before we can actually discuss that.
Okay, so that's got to come to, I guess, a conclusion for them before you guys can even start.
You've got around $21 million in cap space right now. Do you anticipate making a bunch of moves here in the next few weeks to increase that? And what do you think that number might be going into free agency?
Once again, you'll get a clearer picture on that around the combine. We're going to evaluate the players. We're still finishing the evaluation on this season on our current players. Alex Santos and Doug have already started to rank the free agents available. We'll start to look at who we think fits into what we want to do offensively, defensively, and then we'll know our cap room much better around that.
I want to go back to the fan discontent for a minute, because the message you're giving here is we're this close. We're 7-9. We're very close to the playoffs. You guys online, there's a number of things, including a hashtag fire Bruce Allen. And I know that's not the first time you've experienced that in your career. What's the disconnect there between how the fans feel and how you feel?
Well, I see our standings. We're 7-9. We went through some heartbreaking injuries for the players. If we can keep our team together, I think they saw a good football team. I know we were in where we were at through 10 games, and we have to learn to finish the season. It's no different than the previous year, not winning the last game of the season the last couple of years. It's heart-wrenching to everyone. The passion of our fans is fantastic. They want us to win. We hear from them. I know exactly what they want. They want to win football games, and that is our job. Try and find a way to win these football games.
Ultimately, Bruce,
under your tenure, given the fan discontent right now, why do you think you're the right person to lead the organization going forward?
Why am I the right person? I share their passion for this franchise. I share the passion for the things that we can accomplish, and we're going to get this whole organization believing in it.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Bruce.
Thank you, Bruce. Appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.